The Pope's Butcher by Joseph C. Gioconda, narrated by Matthew Wilding and Carol Carpenter, based on the true story of a serial killer in the medieval Vatican. Where God builds a church, the devil builds a chapel. Martin Luther, 1640. Chapter 1. Brixen. Eager to find a prostitute after a long trip from Rome, Father Heinrich Institoris walked into a beer hall in Brixen called Agnello Macellato, the slaughtered lamb. Brixen was only a 7-day ride from Rome in good weather, with a convenient stopover in Florence. However, after heavy rains, the town was a mess of mud, and it had taken the priest over 2 weeks to arrive. Brixen was also the first territory within his jurisdiction where he could enjoy hunting witches. Fattened cows and bleating pigs vied for street space with villagers. Barefoot peasants hawked fabrics stolen from merchants on their way from Burgundy. Blacksmith apprentices watched their lessons in shacks which gave off black smoke as the clanking of iron against iron could be heard echoing. Streets were nothing more than rough-hewn planks thrown down over open sewer ditches stinking of wet dung. Brixen was in the county of Tyrol, well north of Venice, but south of Salzburg. It bore the hallmarks of Bavaria, with a slightly milder climate. Villages looked more Swiss than German, but being at the crossroad of Europe, it was not uncommon for foreign travellers to stop there on their way to locations as far as Munich, Milan, or Florence. Nonetheless, Heinrich stood out both for his striking clerical garb and his severe countenance. Once inside the rowdy beer hall, Heinrich walked directly up to a chubby barmaid with enormous breasts, cinched tightly in her blouse, her arms holding a number of dripping steins.
"Would you like some wine, Father? Third one's on the house at the slaughtered lamb. Always is. Spiced and sweetened with odds and ends, perhaps. You won't like our beer, though. Tastes like piss, if you ask me."
"I do not wish to take part in these frolics," he replied, teeth clenched. "I am looking for a harlot."
The chesty woman laughed.
"What man isn't? Talk to Frau Keffer."
While clutching at the steins, she tried to point to a seated woman who was cackling at minstrels' bawdy songs. Dressed in baggy garb, they stood beside the tables, regaling the guests with song for a small donation. The lyrics were inside jokes to the townsfolk, who laughed uproariously. Refrains were repeated as a chorus by the inebriated guests. Heinrich walked straight over to the matron, who looked up at him but continued laughing. She shouted over the din,
"Don't look so glum, Father Sourpuss. Join us for a drink and a laugh."
His crystal blue eyes glinted. He never seemed to blink.
"Find me a girl."
"Men so rarely get to the point. I can't say I don't find that attractive. Will cost you 6 golden.
"You'll receive a gold florin, and not one more," he said.
She paused, considering the offer, then nodded her acquiescence. The flint-haired priest reached into his black robe and yanked out a leather pouch containing a substantial number of freshly struck gold coins. He plucked one out and handed it to the woman, who inspected it and buried it snugly in her purse.
"I prefer florins anyway. The golden's all gone to hell."
She pointed at a girl on the far side of the room.
"Girl's name is Flores. She's seated near the fire. Beautiful, wouldn't you say?"
The priest glanced over at the girl, a painfully thin woman, half his height, who was sprawled across the grey slate of the hearth. She was covered in sores and bruises, and lesions oozed on her skin.
"Perfect. Direct us to a private chamber."
"She'll bring you up."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?